This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and I bring to you a treat. I don't think we've ever discussed anything with this young man on Gun Owners News Hour. Joining me from Detroit, from Legally Armed in Detroit, is Rick Ector, the director. Good afternoon, sir. Good morning.
Hey, man. Yeah. Good afternoon. Yeah. You are way too kind describing me as young man. I'm telling you, I confess to being 56 years young, man.
Which is 7 years younger than me, young man.
You know what, T? There's always some competitors out there, man. We're like two kids on the schoolyard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm 56. And you're like, yeah, but I'm 7 years older than you.
I'm 56 in 2 months.
How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing okay. What's the weather like in Detroit?
Oh, man, we are going through it, man. We have been brutalized from the weather, man, of recent past, man. And we have gotten out of the frozen tundra, if you will. Our temperatures are now, like, teetering above the freezing point.
Right.
But we have a lot of ice and water, and you know, it's real slippery out, man. You know what? This is Michigan. It's January. Nothing's new, but we're going through it. But you know what? I'm here to help you cope and survive.
Well, just to lay out, you put things in a little bit of context. Now, weren't you involved in inclement weather the day that you got jacked in your own driveway?
No. Actually, weather wasn't a factor when I got jacked in my driveway years ago that put me on this path of discovery, man. But let me tell you, had it happened during weather that we're undergoing now, you know what? I definitely didn't have a chance, man. But you know what? What I'm bringing towards to your listening audience today, man, is given that there are places in our fair country in which we're literally going through it, in which we're being frozen,
right?
Freezing, ice, snow, rain, it's cold out. Things that we need to keep in mind, you know, taking into account the elements.
And one thing I want to point out as we go through this, now Rick carries one gun year in and year out, season in and season out. He doesn't have a cold weather gun. He doesn't have a warm weather gun. He has his primary carry pistol. So I'm going to assume that we're proceeding in that context, that this all applies to Rick's Smith & Wesson M&P.
Yeah, man, all reliable, you know. It gets the job done. You know, I regularly practice with it, like I always admonish and caution, you know, fellow, you know, gun toters who carry a firearm for personal protection. It's one I have a lot of experience with, and I feel extremely comfortable with it. And if I had to use it in a pinch at a moment's notice, I'm confident that I will get the job done with my tool of choice.
There you go. Now, let's talk about this. You wanted to talk about carrying in bad weather and cold weather. I guess where you start bundling up. Is that about right?
Yeah. You know what? As I think about it now, you know, it's hard for me to fathom as we're going through it weather-wise here that there are people in our fair country who at this very moment probably went outside in January in shorts and a tank top. I get it. It's a different experience, but if you're in the Midwest, like in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana, you know, we are literally going through it, man. And you look at the weather forecast guy, the meteorologist that does the news, and there's all these interesting shades of color that denote it's cold. And I can't help but be amused at it. But, man, look, we're going through it, and I'm here to help you cope.
So in Detroit, it gets sort of chilly. So I can imagine. I can imagine that the whole thing with all of this is that you're wearing a lot of layers. And how deep into the layers are some of these people going to be with the weapons they're trying to conceal?
Well, you know, I guess it all, you know, matters to an individual in terms of their transportation mode, how far they're going, you know, how well they want to expose themselves from a physical standpoint, you know, let alone from a personal protection standpoint, man. But you know what? Clothes and clothing definitely are going to impact your ability to protect yourself. You know, heaven forbid, you know, I hope it never happens and when we go about our day-to-day activities, you know, the last thing you think is that some, you know, rascalian is going to present you with an offer of violence and force you to immediately defend yourself, man. But what you're wearing is definitely going to have an impact, you know. And if we're talking about a coat, and I imagine I'm going to need you to use your imagination, because in your neck of the woods, you're not going through it weather-wise. But we are here in snow, freezing ice, you know, all the elements, sleet. You know, they had us worried on the weather forecast last night that our power lines might get frozen and we might be without power. You know, luckily I have power and I don't think we've had any outages, electrically speaking, man. But this is the environment, if I'm setting the stage correctly. But in terms of just clothing to protect yourself physically from the elements, whether you're running from the car or back to the car, or heaven forbid if you need to, you know, make it somewhere on foot, you know, from a keep yourself warm and protect yourself from the elements, you're probably going to wear, you know, the appropriate clothing. And you know what? The clothing or garments that you wear are going to have an impact on you and your ability to protect yourself, particularly if you're going to protect yourself with a gun. So I'm going to throw it out to you. Yes, I'm talking about a coat that you're using to protect yourself, man. What considerations of say, like this coat, overcoat or jacket that you're wearing in inclement weather, what type of considerations must be kept in mind?
Well, first of all, if it's something I'm going to wear, it's going to have to work as far as, you know, keeping me warm and keeping me dry.
Right.
But the other thing is I'm going to have to adjust where I'm carrying. Like, if I carry inside the waistband, like I normally do when I'm not right. wearing a coat, am I going to put another layer on top of that shirt and then the coat on top of that to wear now instead of one layer, I got three?
Yes. So how are you able to get to this gun? I mean, you have a bunch of snaps you got to bust out in your Superman pose, or do you have a quick zip? Or, man, heaven, you know what? I've been known in weather like this to actually wear a really big coat, overcoat, man, and one that I'm not particularly enamored with, but if I had to in a pinch, I could have an appropriate firearm in my outer pocket where I could just reach into it, and if I had to, shoot through the coat, man.
Well, I have thought about
You're
that.
Laughing. No, I got you to laugh. I'm on to something.
Yeah, but see, what it is you done read my mind, because normally in a really cold environment, if I'm wearing a big, heavy coat, because I like to carry a full-sized gun, when I start having to wear a coat, I carry a second gun, which is a very small gun that I can put in my pocket of my coat.
And, yeah.
And now that's my first weapon I'm going to draw. So,
yes, I'm glad that you said draw, because, I mean, obviously you're going to need to practice drawing this gun. Well, if you're shooting through it, you don't necessarily have to worry so much about drawing it, but I'm a huge proponent of always having a holster. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are holsters for carrying a gun in your pocket. If you're going to carry a gun in your pocket, please avail yourself of a pocket holster. But yeah, you can.
Before we go to the first break, tell everybody how to find you, sir.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I'm on the NRA's board of directors. You can reach me, Detroit CCW. I'm on some of the most popular social media sites, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, dare say, YouTube, LinkedIn, and I also have an IMDb page. Come check me out.
We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
obvious, the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It'll be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm speaking to Hector, the director. We're talking about carrying in cold weather. Now, it's not just cold weather. Sometimes it's wet weather as well, which now with you, do you wear one coat that handles both tasks, or do you have to have a shell over top of the warm coat? And
well, I mean, it all depends on what's on the agenda and my mode of access, man. If I'm just quickly getting in and out of the vehicle. I may not be layered too heavily, but, you know, I'm mindful of the fact that there are other people out there who have different circumstances, and my mode of transportation might differ one day to the next, man. But as it relates to coats, to summarize what we've talked about thus far, you know, something that is easily open where you can gain access to your gun if you have multiple layers or if you want to just shoot through it, something that's going to maintain your mobility, ability to move. You should be practicing your draw, and heaven forbid that if you ever feel the need that you might want to pretend like you're complying to open up your garments to get access to your wallet, and you show them your gun instead of your wallet. But there are some other considerations as it relates to carrying in cold weather, man, and visibility might be an issue. So how might your visibility might be compromised in this blistering cold that we're experiencing in part of the country?
I don't know. Tell.
Well, let me help you out, man. Depending on what you're wearing, you might be wearing a hat, or you might have on a hoodie. Hoodies are very popular. Do you wear a hoodie every now and then, sir?
All the time. All the time.
See, some people actually put the hoodie over their head, and some people, it's a fashion faux pas to actually have it off their head and have it across their shoulders. But if you're in cold weather like we are in Detroit, man, you might be tempted to have it actually on your head. And, of course, if you have your hoodie part of your hoodie on your head, it may compromise your peripheral vision, and you might not be able to have a not a 360, because that'd be the whole revolution around you, but maybe a 260, right? Be able to look side to side and maybe a little bit behind you. So, yeah, if you got something over your head like a hoodie, man, you want to make sure that you still are doing a peek around to see who might be trying to sneak up on you. And, of course, you probably shouldn't be having earplugs in your ears. What do you mean earplugs? Not necessarily earplugs. I meant to say ear pods, where you have those things in your ear because you're listening to your cell phone. Because you're listening to Bill Frady Lock and Low. You're listening to his entire catalog that's online, and you're listening to your favorite episode, and man, you might be distracted by the great content, and so you want to make sure you're constantly scanning your environment to make sure that no one's coming up on you too quickly. Another thing, gloves. Gloves might play a role in personal protection in cold weather. How might gloves impact your ability to defend yourself, sir?
Well, it depends. You really need to. Gloves are one of those things that, one, nobody wants them until you really need them. When it's really cold, like where you live, with the wind chills and everything that you can go through, you probably want gloves. So in certain cases, if you know, if I wear gloves, most of the time I try to have either the thinnest fleece gloves I can find, or I cut the fingertip off of them, off of my trigger finger.
Man, you stole some thunder, because I definitely mentioned that as something to consider.
Right.
Yes, take a pair of scissors and cut the trigger finger off your gloves, man. And, of course, you could have like those thin gloves that you would make reference to, or you could also potentially go without gloves, right? That's always an option.
Then you have,
or you can have those.
Just have frostbite. Yeah,
you know what? You got to pick your poison sometimes,
yep,
man.
Yep.
Or, you know, have those uber thin tactical leather gloves on, man. That's like skin tight, right?
Yeah.
Another consideration, man, is actually associated with the vehicle in which you're going from point A to point B. What can we do with respect to our vehicle to enhance our personal protection options should evil come calling?
Well, I mean, first thing you do is just make sure your car is locked if you're driving. Are you talking about when you're driving the car?
When you're driving or you're getting into the car and getting out of the car, and your first suggestion is apt and appropriate. Some people have their car configured such that when they stop or put the car in park, that the door is automatically unlocked.
Right.
I would suggest definitely reversing that and going to the default of leaving it locked if it's locked. But continue, man. Anything else with regards to our vehicle, our mode of transportation that we can use to enhance our personal safety?
Well, I mean, when you go into the car, you need to be looking around.
Yes.
Because especially if you're in an outdoor parking lot, but even in an indoor parking lot, which has a lot of support beams and everything people can hide behind, you need to be aware. So once again,
yes.
Phone is down. You need to be on a swivel with your head. Have your key,
yes,
or have your fob in your finger or on your hand or whatever. And then if you have to unlock it with a key, have it in your hand. When you're getting close to it, unlock it. Get in the car. Don't sit around and rearrange stuff. Just get in the car, lock the car, and now you can take a minute.
Those are all very good suggestions, and I wholeheartedly endorse the ones you have suggested. And if I still have time during this segment, I have a few others I'd like to add.
Well, you got about a minute, so go.
I got, hey, consider a AAA membership. That's one of those roadside protection plans, man. If you ever find yourself in a situation in which you need some assistance, it could be, hey, heaven forbid you got a flat tire, or you were in a situation I was in a couple of years ago, man. I was invited to be a keynote speaker before this one group I was speaking to. And believe it or not, man, I actually was trapped on ice in my vehicle, man. I was on a complete sheet of ice, and I could get no traction whatsoever, man. And I needed to call the folks who were at the venue to come get me and help me push myself off of this complete sheet of ice, man.
Yep.
You know what? We're running close, right?
We are running close. So you got to tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I can be found at Legally Armed in Detroit. My handle is Detroit CCW. I'm at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and IMDb. Stay tuned and visit us on the next segment.
And your YouTube channel. Now, let's highlight some of these things. The YouTube channel is absolutely a how many videos have you got right now?
I'm 2,700 and growing.
2,700 and growing.
But I've had this channel for over like 12 years, man. I've been doing it for a long time.
Well, I mean, I've had mine since 2013, and I don't have 300 videos on mine.
Man, look. There's still time. Make more videos. I've been putting in work, man.
Yeah. Still time. All I got to do is put in another 2,000. I'd be good to go. I'd be at least catching up with you anyway, right?
Look, man, it's not a competition. I'm glad to see you do it, man.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm 7 years older than you anyway. So anyway, we'll be right back. More on carrying a gun in inclement weather, cold weather with Rick Ector, the director. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. A Manhattan federal jury concluded Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The U.S. is intensifying efforts to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns is scheduled to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar this weekend amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Hey, first for us, we have Rick Ector, the director here. And as you can tell, he's a very shy and retiring sort of guy.
Man, let me tell you, I am the shyest guy in the room.
Yeah, yeah, he sure is. Yeah.
Hey, man, picking up where we left off on the last segment, there's some other considerations with regards to your vehicle during inclement weather. For example, a snowstorm, being buried in ice, and all those other maladies that could beset us at this time of the year, man. But another thing, man, you know, if you find yourself in need of assistance and help, and AAA hasn't gotten there fast enough, I would say one thing to be mindful of is, and I really hate to say it, but be wary of so-called good Samaritans who are coming to your aid, man. Everyone that sees that you're stuck or that you're in need of assistance, everyone who is volunteering help might not necessarily be a good guy. So you definitely want to be wary of people who are trying to come to your rescue.
Sort of, but it's sort of a tightrope, isn't it?
It is, man. You have to be, you know, it's really an interesting situation because on the one hand, yeah, you could use assistance, but from a real world practical standpoint, you can't necessarily trust everyone that offers to help you because some people have other things floating around their mind, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a really an indictment against society in general, but.
Yes, it is. But I mean, the tightrope part of it is there are, I mean, one time when I was, I just come back from Europe,
And I was being moved from the European military, which was the real military at the time, to Fort Polk, Louisiana, which was just a really good fake of the military. And on my way there, the car broke down.
Yeah.
And as I'm sitting there, a car stops and some really rough-looking dudes get out. And it's not even about race. It's like a UN. There's all kinds. I mean, there's white, Hispanic, black. I mean, and they're coming up to the car. And
it's like the UN. Okay.
Yeah. And but, you know, they're rough looking. They don't look like they just came from, you know, fitting at Brooks Brothers. So I'm sitting there and I have a gun in the car and I have it to where I can get my hand on it if I need to.
Right.
And I rolled the window down and they couldn't have been nicer.
See, you never know, man. Never know. But
I mean, they went up the road, up the highway, and got me a part for the car to fix the car.
You never know, man. And you know what? Use your best judgment. You know, just because you're in need of a hand, man, doesn't mean you have to accept it from everyone. And yeah, you might miscalculate to your detriment, but do the best that you can. You know, other considerations with regards to surviving the winter, especially if you're up here in the Wolverine State, man. Do you know how to rock your car?
Yeah.
If you're stuck in ice and snow,
yeah,
and you're stuck, you know how to rock it?
Yeah. I was stationed for 3 years in West Germany. I mean, it started snow. The first year I was there, it started snowing in September right after I got there, and it snowed every day till March.
Okay. You know, and look, I'm mindful some of your listeners might not even have had the experience of being stuck in ice and snow, and they might not be familiar with the maneuver of going reverse and forward until you can somehow work yourself free, man. But I'm here to attest. I've been stuck many a times and just cycling through my gears forward and backwards, turning the wheel. I've been able to work myself free and save myself a lot of trouble. And of course, while I was doing all of that, man, I had a full tank of gas. You know what? At this time of the year, who knows what could happen? Even if you get stuck in traffic jam.
Right.
You need to have a lot of petrol in the tank, man. And it wouldn't hurt if you had a few things in your trunk, man. What might help you to have in your trunk in case you find yourself stranded, stuck on ice?
So, with ice. Okay. So, I don't really carry anything for ice because I have a four-wheel drive vehicle, and I have tried to get it stuck, and I can't. So,
okay.
I don't carry stuff for that. Now, I do carry road flares. I carry a first aid kit. I carry a bunch of things in the event. I carry a toe strap in case I, you know, I've got a few things. I just, at this particular point, in this particular climate that I live in, I don't have to face stuff like that. Now, with ice, I would think you might want to carry chains and maybe some of those boards you can, or those little board platform things that you can jam under the wheels and get some traction.
There you go. That's a good suggestion, yeah.
Forward or backwards. And that, you know, there's a whole host of things. I mean, nowadays.
I know, like a little small shovel.
Shovel. I have a shovel in my little kit. I have the box. I have the, I call it the truck emergency box. It's in the bed of my truck. It's a impact resistant one, which is really good because it flies all over the back of my truck, slamming into the bed as I take turns.
How about jumper cables, man? You got jumper cables in your car?
I have one of those jump packs.
Okay.
It'll also charge my phone.
Okay.
And it has a flashlight.
Look at you, man. Okay. Well, great. look, I'm taking notes on that one.
Yeah.
If you have a jack in your vehicle, you know what? I hope everyone out here knows how to change a tire. But you know what? If it comes down to it and you need to be that person to change a tire, hopefully you actually have a jack in your vehicle and you know how to access it. Even if you've got to move a spare tire out of the way, depending on how your car was designed, but actually know how to get that jack out and be able to use it just in case you need to be your own hero, man.
Yep.
Anything else what we got with regards to you being stranded on the side of the road?
Well, if you had, and this is one thing most people don't talk about. They talk about it when you're going off-road, but they don't talk about it when you're on a street. But if you can let your air pressure down on your tires in snow, that'll give you more traction, and then you're going to need an air compressor to pump them back up. And you can buy an air compressor at Harbor Freight for $40.
There's no reason why we shouldn't get one then.
Yeah, yeah. So,
how much time we got till the next break?
We got a minute and 40 seconds.
Okay, minute 40 seconds. Miscellaneous items to keep in mind. Man, let me tell you, all the things that you could have access to, I put at the top of my list. Friends. How might friends come in handy if you're stuck on the road on a sheet of ice, stuck in snow and can't work your way out?
Well, I mean, if you could get a friend to come there, right, and you've got a tow strap like I do, you could let him hook up my tow strap to his car, pull me out.
Worst case scenario, they can at least keep you company. But you know what? If you can get a friend who can pull you out, push you out, assist in any which way that they can, man, let me tell you, it pays to be a decent human being who, if you were to call at your moment of need, who would be willing to stop what they're doing and to come to your assistance and to help you out, man. So, you have to be the type of guy that has friends.
That's the big variable, though, isn't it? I've had that happen before where I needed help, and I've called lots of people.
Uh-huh.
And, you can tell who your good buddies are in that
moment. You know who your real friends are, man.
Yeah, you can find out who your really good buddies are when that happens. but, I mean,
a
you know.
A friend in me is truly indeed.
Yes, sir, indeed it is. But, it's never bad to keep a little bit of water in your car, maybe a snack or something if you have to sit on the side of the road. Make sure that you have a charged phone, you know.
Yes.
There's a lot of things you can do, but in on the self-defense tip, I also keep a lot of spare magazines in my car.
Oh, okay.
And so, when I'm traveling more than an hour away from the house, I carry something called the Antifa Welcome Wagon Bag.
You must tell me what's in that.
Well, I will tell you that when we get back. Now you got to tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I can be found at Rick at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Usually I'm under the handle of Detroit CCW. And yeah, I even have an entry with Bill Frady on IMDb.
IMDb, I'm famous. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, talking to Rick Ector, the director. See you in just a second.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. Talking to Rick Ector, the director, I just told him about the Antifa welcome wagon back. Does that intrigue you a little bit to think about that one?
I've been waiting with bated breath over the last commercial break to figure out what your suggestion was going to be. Lay it on me.
So the Antifa welcome wagon bag is a bag that I would pull out of the car in the event that I have to dismount the car. Because now self-defense is going in a really, things are really, really bad. And I use Antifa because normally we're talking about a swarm or a bunch of people. But here's the thing about, and this is coming from Masad Ayub, if you're being attacked while you're in the car, as long as they're only beating on your sheet metal, you do not want to shoot anybody.
Okay.
If they start beating on your windshield, then they are probably trying to get at you. And at that point, you can now employ lethal force. Although the longer you wait to do it, the better it's going to be. So in the Antifa welcome wagon bag, the first item in the bag is a NFA compliant short barreled rifle in 300 blackout.
Okay. Assuming, of course, we all make sure that our we're knowledgeable of what our laws are about having access to certain arms in our vehicle. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, it's in the back of the car. It's underneath the seat. It's a pickup truck, so I don't have a trunk. But there's nothing in the South Carolina law that says I can't have a rifle in the car. So
okay. The
reason I went with 300 blackout is with certain chamberings, if I had to. If I have to shoot inside the car as it exits the glass, it is not going to change the shape of the shot. So whatever I'm aiming at with the ammo that I have in the gun, it's going to go. The other item that goes along with the rifle in the event that I have to shoot in the car is ear pro, electronic ear pro. Wearing electronic ear pro means I keep my hearing, plus I enhance my hearing when I'm not shooting, so I'm good to go with that. I have a lot of first aid trauma care stuff in that. And the bag that I actually carry if I dismount and I've got the weapon in my hands, it has spare magazines for the AR-15. It has spare magazines for my primary carry. And I can sling the bag in such a way as to wear it like a chest rig. And otherwise, it's sort of like a it looks more like a sling bag unless I pull it around the front of my chest. So, and that's one of those worst case things. If I'm so far away from the house, I just can't get away. This is just my way to get away.
Okay. All very good suggestions, man. You know, I was looking at the news the other day here local in Detroit, man, and I was just thrown a sea at what I had witnessed in this particular story, man. For some reason, this guy is inspiring me to add one catch-all general suggestion, and that is don't do something stupid. Yeah, and I know you're thinking, yeah, Rick, well, gee, that should be the operative idea every day under all circumstances, man. But there's been this particular story here local to our area, man, here in Detroit, where some guy, because it's been so brutally cold and Arctic here, who decided to take it upon himself to walk out on the frozen edge of the Detroit River, man, to just go for a stroll because it was cold. And for some reason, the idea of walking on the Detroit River seemed like a cool thing to do at the time. And you know what? Guess what happened to him?
Did the ice break?
It broke under him, and he went under, and you know what? The call went out for people to come, you know, try to find him and rescue him. But, you know, it's not a good ending to the story, man. He perished, and he didn't make it, man. And, yeah, and most people would be like, gee, Rick, well, what was he thinking? So, yeah, that was the operative inspiration for this last personal protection tip in bad inclement freezing weather is don't do stupid stuff.
Well, that's always good advice.
Right. That applies every day, all day, doesn't it?
Every day, all day. But, I mean, I trained when I was in the military. They do this thing called drown-proofing because we have to take the armored vehicles and swim them in water sometimes.
Okay.
And we would drown-proof, but the problem with what you're describing has nothing to do with being able to swim or being drown-proofed. It has everything to do with the fact that you're hit with really cold water and it puts you in a state of hypothermia really quick. You go into shock, and then you just don't make it. Of the ways to go, that's probably a very peaceful, although chilly, way to go.
Yeah, it's also the most preventable way to, like, put yourself in a bad situation. So, I'm asking people to draw upon their cumulative life experiences to ponder their actions before they implement them. Yeah. And we all know a person we think might be compromised in that area, but for the vast majority of us, we know what's a good idea when we hear it, and we know a bad idea when we hear it, right?
Right. Well,
so, yeah, don't do stupid stuff.
So dude voluntarily decided to walk on the edge of the frozen body of water.
Yeah, and so, you know, I would not feel that I did my job in talking about this winter survival guide, personal protection in cold weather. I wouldn't feel that I did the subject justice if I didn't throw out this one general overarching principle. Don't do stupid stuff.
Well, that covers a whole lot of things. If you're going to go out in the snow, if you're on foot, then you want to have on the right kind of shoes, the right kind of boots. You want to have on the right kind of socks. You need to be dressed. I mean, you can get hypothermia if you're not wearing good pants.
Right.
If you have pants that don't stop wind flow through them, you can get hypothermia from that. So, I mean, anytime you go out in cold weather, which that's the whole thing with global warming. Everybody talks about global warming. More people die from the cold than ever do from the heat.
Yeah. And particularly during this time of the year in this section of the country in which it can get brutally cold. Yeah, we definitely have to pay attention to keeping ourselves warm. I mean, yeah, there's some people who unfortunately don't make it because of hot weather, but generally speaking, cold weather is more of a pressing concern, man.
So when we're talking about carrying a gun and everything, that's carrying a gun is just part of the whole preparation mindset, and So I'm glad you went in the directions you went. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, man. And like I've shared with you on many occasions, man, you know, I generally am truly, you know, to the shock of many, I'm actually glad that I was robbed at gunpoint, oh, about 17 years ago, man, because it put me on a journey of learning how to protect myself. And by extension, I've been afforded an opportunity to teach other people how to protect themselves, man. So it's the best of both worlds. I'm safer and I've been enabled to help people protect themselves and their families. And man, let me tell you, it is truly an honor to be able to do that and to be on your show, Bill Frady's Lock and Load, to share the benefit of my experiences and to have an opportunity to share with them some personal protection tips that will keep themselves and their family safe, man. Hey, I truly enjoy the opportunity.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join me. We still got about a minute or so here. So Rick does a regular segment with me on Lock and Load called Ector the Director. We've done many collaborations in the past. If you go looking back in the past, a catalog of Lock and Load, you would find Planet Rick, which I don't know how long we did that, but we did that for a long time.
At least 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Rick,
at least 2 years.
We didn't even. The next time you come on this, we'll have to talk. We'll have to have you back on here when you're getting ready to have the event. That's what
okay.
we call it the event, because it truly is the event that Rick does. He does it.
It truly is the event. It's an opportunity for us to teach the very basics, fundamental firearm safety, and to give them a real bona fide shooting lesson, 20 rounds downrange towards the target. And let me tell you, to a person, everyone that volunteers for the event, they leave feeling very warm and fuzzy inside about helping someone put them on the path of personal protection and teach them how to protect themselves and their families, man. And it's truly a joy to do, man. And everyone that comes in from out of town to help me do it, they all feel great about the opportunity of helping.
Well, thank you for joining me today. As for you guys, I'll be back next weekend. Stay awake, stay aware. Carry your concealed weapon everywhere you go. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.